working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, America. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. Back to work this morning. Lots going on. Let's check out some temperatures in our listening area. 79 degrees at Tipton, 70 degrees at Eric and Elk City, 69 at Cheyenne, home with a secret weapon. 69 at Arnett, 81 at Beaver, 68 degrees at, where is that, the May Ranch, 81 at Lahoma out here in the Panhandle of Texas. We have more of the same, 75 at Canadian, 71 at McLean, 70 at Wellington, Childress, you're 74 degrees, and Odell, you're 81 degrees. Well, I don't think everybody is 100% getting rain. I know that for a fact. My neighbor about 4 or 5 miles straight south of me on the other side of the river hasn't got a tenth of an inch probably in all this rain we've been getting. But there's some spots that's been missed, and I understand. But overall, it's pretty good shape of rain in a lot of areas. Hollis, you've got in the last 7 days 1.86 inches. This is all according to the Mesonet. Cheyenne 2.27, Eric's 2.27, Elk City 1.37, Bessie 2.79. But right south of Bessie, down in there around Burns Flat and down there along the highway going Deal City in that area, 3-4 inches alone yesterday. So, wow, you've been getting some good showers. Arnett, you've got 1.12 in Freedom, not quite an inch, but pretty close. And looks like the biggest winner, as far as this concern for Mesonets, is Fort Cobb, 3.41 inches of rain. As far as western Oklahoma, you got most of the rain, the biggest rainfall total for the last 7 days in that area. So not too bad. I've got a little over, I got 7 tenths last Sunday, 4 tenths, and then an inch. So not too bad. I'm kind of messing up North Fork. I'm not using very much of the electricity right now. So sorry, guys. I hate it. All right, what's going on in our big old world of agriculture? First, let's talk about the new sighting of the New World screwworm. And if you haven't looked at the board today, last I checked, feeders were up over 9 at the max. What is it, 9.25 is the max? And this is probably the reason why. So less than 70 miles stands between the latest New World screwworm detected in, from what I understand, an 800-pound steer and the U.S.-Mexican border, according to a statement by the USDA late yesterday. And hours ago, Mexico's National Service of Agro Health, Safety, and Quality confirmed a new case of New World screwworm in Sabanas, located in the state of whatever. The statement read, sorry, I'm not very good at that language. I'm barely good enough at English. This is the furthest north the New World screwworm has been detected since the beginning of the outbreak. Before this detection, the northernmost case was reported in July, about 370 miles further south of here, of the border. The detection occurred in a high-traffic area. See here, where is it at? Oh, it's not far from Laredo, which is one of the most heavily trafficked commercial thoroughfares in the world. Based on preliminary reports, the diseased animal has been moved had been moved from a region in southern Mexico that has been known to have active New World screwworm cases. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins shared on X, there's one case detected on an 8-month-old calf that was part of a 100-head herd transported from the south. But we're not taking no chances. This is a national security priority. We have been giving Mexico every opportunity and every resource necessary to counter the New World Screwworm since announcing the New World Screwworm bold plan in June. Nevertheless, American ranchers and families should know that we will not rely on Mexico to defend our industry, our food supply, and our way of life. We are firmly executing our 5-pronged plan and will take decisive action to protect our borders, even in the absence of cooperation. Furthermore, we will pursue aggressive measures against anyone who harms American livestock. U.S. ports remain closed to imports of cattle, bison, and horses from Mexico. There you go. You know what? I think we need to just close the borders, period, on a bunch of crap. So, it acted like it had some scam stuff going on. This report that I found from a TV station south of Houston. But you guys, I don't know if you remember me talking about my field trip that I went to over there at the research station at Fort Cobb. But the leaf hopper that they found in cotton in southeastern United States, and Dr. Ferris from OSU said it's not a matter of where it's going to show up in Oklahoma. It's when. It's coming. And so I seen this come up on a news station over the weekend, and I saved it, and I popped it up while ago, and it was acting kind of weird, so I deleted it. But the cotton jacet, I guess that's how you say it, J-A-S-S-I-D, is a leaf hopper, and it came from exotic plants from where else? Central and South America. And then they transported one of these plants or some of these plants from Florida to either a Home Depot or a Lowe's in South Texas, and the bug was on there. So the leaf hopper was on there. So now they got the leaf hopper in South Texas. Oh, these bugs and the leaf hopper, they couldn't do nothing about the corn leaf hopper. It came up in a hurricane and it took a while, and the guys did a really good job of making sure they made some decent corn this year where they could, after they figured out what stage that they could start treating for that leaf hopper and corn. Same thing's going to be going on with cotton. Just matter when it's going to get here. That's all I can say. It's called the jacet, J-A-S-S-I-D, cotton jacet. I've seen some of the pictures of treated and untreated cotton with this cotton leaf hopper. It ain't pretty. These little buggers aren't, I don't even know if you can see them with the naked eye. They are doing as much damage to cotton as they were to corn. Because I tell you how bad the damage to the corn. I'm not going to name any names or anything like that. But some of this corn last year that was under irrigation that should have made somewhere between, I don't know, 175 and 220 made 50 bushels. That's how damaging the leaf hopper is. And they did a pretty good job on it. So... just letting you know. So that's why I think we should quit getting these exotic plants in with these exotic bugs. And, you know, we're just got to control the New World screwworm the best we can. It's just a matter of time before some of them get across the border. I mean, them flies ain't going to stop at the check station and show them their visa. That ain't happening. So it's just a matter of that. And also, some news over the weekend. I actually, when I was on my way down to the field day event for cotton and peanuts down at Fort Cobb, I heard about it, but I didn't have any official thing to talk to you about the next day after the field trip. But Jared must have got his, our news director must have got his hands on some stuff. State officials are investigating a possible case of water contamination along Five Mile Creek, which was right over there where we were, that deal near Eakley after dozens of cattle died in recent days. The losses began earlier this month when ranchers in the area noticed abnormal water conditions in the creek, including bubbling and seepage near a pit site. Cattle that had access to the creek began dying despite being moved to fresh water sources. So far, as of last Friday, 23 cows and 2 calves have been reported dead so far, with more losses occurring daily. The Oklahoma Corporation Commission and the Department of Environmental Quality are testing the water to determine the source of the contamination. Officials also are monitoring nearby water supplies to assess whether drinking water could be at risk. Neighbors have been warned to move livestock away from the creek as investigations continue. Authorities say identifying and stopping the source of contamination is the top priority. The Channel 5 did a news story on it, and you can see it on Facebook if you want to look up, what is that, KSWO, whatever that is, Channel 5. And there was a video of them, was one of the landowners talking there. There was water coming out. It looks like it's a damaged pipeline, and I don't know what that pipeline is, oil, gas, whatever, it might be disposal, I'm not sure, but looks like, so if you hadn't heard the news down there and you own land along Five Mile Creek, make sure and check it, and I hope they got the, at least stopped from getting into Fort Cobb because the lake's right there, so we'll see how that goes, but I'm sorry that guy lost, if it's one guy. Those ranchers lost their cattle. It's not a good time to be losing cattle with the prices the way they are. All right, today is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association happy hour. Let's take an OCA break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Next spring, you'll fire up the tractor, turn the earth, plant the seed, and be on your way to another harvest. If you take care of your tractor right now. Before you put it up, do the maintenance so you'll be ready to go next spring. Everything you need to keep your tractor performing is at Camrock Supply. All the grease and hydraulic fluids and filters. All the nuts and bolts, all the tire patches. All the stuff is at Camrock Supply. All of it. Next to Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City. When it's time, make sure your tractor is ready to go.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City. 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Have you had a little fender bender and don't know where to get it fixed? Take it to Skunk Works Paint and Body in Sayre. They're a full-service paint and body shop with the skills to get the job done right. They also have computer color matching and custom paint for your motorcycle. All insurance providers are accepted, and they work with fleet services. Give Skunk Works Paint and Body a call for a free estimate today at 580-928-5005. You can also find their ad inside the Penny News.
You farmers like saving money on stuff you gotta have? You can save instantly when you buy two or more eligible Bridgestone or Firestone Ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed. Get $300 off all eligible AD2IF and VF radial tires and Bridgestone radials. Get $200 off all eligible non-AD2 radial tires. And get $25 off Destination Farm and Destination Turf. Blair Tire and Feed at the crossroads in Blair, Oklahoma. Save instantly on the tires you gotta have.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
You're so busy out on the farm, you don't run into town unless you absolutely have to. The folks on the east side of Wheeler make it easier for you to stay on the farm. They'll deliver high-pro feed in bulk to your place. They deliver bulk feed in 5 states. They're used to it. But if you're in town, stop in and ask about lick tubs and talk to them about fertilizer. They've got plenty of that, too. Your cattle and crops don't have better friends than the folks at the Wheeler General Store. Sure, they're on Facebook, but mostly they're on Highway 152 on the east side of Wheeler. That's Wheeler General Store.
There's some great cattle to be had at Sweetwater. The third annual McIntyre Red Angus Fall event is Monday, October 6th at 1 p.m., featuring 51 registered age advantage bulls. Also selling 85 top-shelf commercial Red Angus AI bred heifers due in January and February, plus 14 registered open heifers. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale info, go to mcintyreredangus.com. A lot of great cattle is for sale the first Monday in October. The third annual McIntyre Red Angus Fall event, Monday, October 6th, 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. 82 degrees at Lipscomb, Texas. Heat index 84, humidity 62, dew point 67. The winds are out southeast at 9, with wind gust up to 11. Peak wind gust today so far, 25 miles an hour. 2.40 inches of rain so far in this month. 8-inch soil temperature, 72 degrees. Hey, I was listening to Blair Tire's commercial, and I forgot. You guys need to give Lyle a call down there at Blair Tire because he put something on his Facebook page. He believes in Bigfoot like I do. So I guess some human bait is needed, according to this ad, volunteer position for Bigfoot Research Project this fall. It's in Texas. Maybe Lyle's confused where he lives at there in Blair. It's in Oklahoma. Not far to Texas. Safety not guaranteed. Must have strong worth ethic and some camping skills. Reward fame. Visit humanbait.com to apply. I don't know what's up with Lyle down there, but he's, like I said, he believes in Bigfoot like I do. So it's all good. All right, let's check out the Central Crop Care grain market update. Woo, doggies, look at, it's all green over there in the cattle. Corn for December, 419, down 5. March is 436, down 5.25. Soybeans for November, 1009, down 16. January 10/29 down 15.5. Soybean meal October 278.50 down 440. December 279.70 per short ton down $4.30. Soybean oil October 49.18 down 85. Hard red winter wheat December 501 down 5.5. March is 523 down 5.5. Live cattle October 237.32 up 375. December 240.55 up 482. February is 242.82 up 537. Feeder cattle, October 362.30 up 820. November's 360.17 up 925. And January's 353.17 up 925. Lean hogs are up 77 cents for October at 98.70. December's 88.87, up $1.25. And that is your Central Crop Care LLC grain market update for the lunch hour. Okay. Let me talk about this weekend. If you didn't get a chance to go to the Sayre Championship Rodeo, you missed out. That's all I can tell you. I didn't get to go Saturday night, but I went Friday night. And, yeah, it's not the NFR or whatever, but it doesn't matter. It was just a great, fun rodeo. Even with football games going on Friday night, they had a big crowd. Saturday night, I understood, it was standing room only around there. Big hats off to the Sayre Chamber of Commerce and Rafter T Rodeo Stock. You guys did a great job. That's all. Whoever else was helping volunteer, and big shout out to Lipscomb Dealerships for being out there. They had cars and their side-by-sides on display there behind the bleachers, but they were doing a really good job of helping everybody with the rodeo. Clowns were great. Stock was great. The participants was great. Matter of fact, I'm going to have the champion tie-down and team ropers on the show coming up maybe Thursday, if it all works out. Weston McIntyre and his little buddy Stanford, they're going to be coming on the show. And rumor has it that Weston may be doing his breakout of singing on my show. He's wrote a song, and he's going to sing on the show. So, and it's one of those deals, one of those Jimmy Clark deals. I ran my mouth off Friday night, and I said, hey, if you went over off for this two-day deal, I'll let you come on the show and sing a song. Well, guess what? He did. So there was some good cowgirls and cowboys there. Mutton busting was great. One kid, Asa, is that right? A-S-A? I don't remember all these kids' names. Man, held on. Come straight out of the chute, went straight across the arena towards the grandstands, made a hard right. The buzzard went off. Clowns were chasing him down, and he wouldn't let go. And finally, they were yelling at him at the other end to let go, and he fell off. So it was a great time. It really was. Good stock, good rides, everything, good roping. Just, I don't know. It was just fun. And that's what it's about. Just really a lot of fun. They had a lot of people there. Vendors with food and knickknacks and stuff like that. So it was a good time. So next year, guys, you guys need to make sure you attend the Sayre Championship Rodeo. It was awesome. And thanks to the public for coming. And of course, I was at Wheeler General Store Friday doing my show. And thanks, Nathan and Heffley, for having me out there. And they had a big turnout for their Customer Appreciation Day there Saturday. And I've never had that many text messages to my show in 1 hour as it did there. And I don't blame you. It was a whole pallet of 20% high-pro cattle cubes that Nathan gave away on the show that day. But there was seven pages. I don't know. There was 70, 80 people texted in to want to win that pallet of from all over. There was some from up there in Panhandle, Oklahoma, up by Woodward. Everybody was wanting to win that pallet. And so congratulations to the winner of that pallet of high pro 20% cattle cubes. But thank you, listeners, for listening to me and participating in that show. So it was all good. Okay, well, we got the Central Crop Care grain market update out of the way. Let me see here. What happened to my... bear with me a second here. I was having some computer difficulties right before we started and before the show started. And I'm not having them now. I'm trying to find out where my, I'll do it the easy way. Hang on here. USDA. There we go. Let's take out what cattle did last week through the livestock barns in Oklahoma. 29,035 head went through the arena. 38,174 was the week before, 32,000 last year. Feeder cattle, 92% of that number. Slaughter cow was 4.7%, and replacement cattle was 3.2%. According to the USDA report, compared to last week, feeder steers were $1 to $7 lower. Feeder heifers was $5 to $11 lower. Steer calves, 12 to 17 lower. Heifer calves 15 to 20 lower. Slaughter cows $3 to $5 lower. Slaughter bulls $4 lower. For the second consecutive week, all classes of cattle traded lower across the board. Livestock markets are facing pressure on multiple fronts, with packers continuing to pull back as box beef values decline. Choice down $17, select down $19. Farmers are focused on sowing wheat and showing little interest in purchasing cattle until field work is completed. Seasonal health challenges in October are also weighing in on the market as calf sickness tends to increase this time of the year. This morning, packers offered $2.31 for fats in Iowa. That's $5 to $6 back of the 236 and 237 except yesterday on market, already trading $1 to $3 lower than last week. Let's go through here, pick some, let's see what's happening here. Bear with me here a second. I wanted to check something out. Okay, some 729 average weight in the class of 703 to 749 weights. We're bringing anywhere from 329 to 407. And he scroll down here to the ladies. Where are you at? Heifers, there they are. And these are all medium and large number ones, by the way. Some 7 weight, some 7 to 749 weights with 735 average weights, 310 to 365, 343, 32 was the average price on those. All right, let's check out the Texas one. If I can get it up. I don't know where this stuff goes that I get up. There must be a ghost in here, a Google ghost. All right, here we go. 5,635 head went through the sale barns in Texas last week compared to 7,200 the week before and 7,200 last year. Compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers sold $2 to $6 lower. Demand was moderate to good with the cattle futures closing in the red to start off the week. Wheat planting has begun with rain in the forecast coming into the weekend. Supply included 80% feeders, 14.5% slaughter, and 5.1% replacement cattle. Let's look at the same numbers in Texas. Number one, medium large number one steers, 700 to 743 weights, average weight 723, 335 to 390, 374, 28. So weaned calves in Texas was bringing about a dime per pound less than what they was in Oklahoma. Let's roll down to the ladies. And we got, I don't think, yeah, there we go. 700 to 748 pound weight heifers, average weight 728, average price 320 to 337, average price 334.39. And same thing. $10 a hundred less, $10, 10 cents a pound, if you want to look at it that way. So there's your market updates. Let's take an Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name's Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
I've had several clients when we're sitting in a closing room. We're signing the final pieces of paper, and we slide the keys across the desk and tell them, congratulations, you're a homeowner, and they're just elated. They're thrilled. They finally realize that their dream came true. They were actually able to own a home, and the children are in there with them. And they're like, I get to go get my new room. It's for the whole family to enjoy. They're very excited to own a home. I'm Joe Shepard, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. When it comes to feeding your cattle, try our mixed 30 supplement packed with high energy and quality protein to keep your herd thriving. If you're dealing with pests, we carry caput, feral hog, gopher, and prairie dog bait to help protect your land. And don't forget, we are now booking winter contracts for feed and mineral. Secure the best for your cattle before the season changes. Give us a call at SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City.
Valley Center pivots are the most durable and reliable you can find. But when you do need replacement parts, your operation deserves the best. Valley Genuine Parts. Knutson Irrigation has been serving growers since 1981. And their experienced service technicians stand behind every part in their fully stocked warehouse. They also service other pivot brands. So when you need fast service and reliable parts, you need Knutson Irrigation. Call them for service or visit KnutsonIrrigation.com for more info.
Your family is sitting around the supper table and something interesting happens. Just a few moments ago, there was lots of rustling and noises, and now nobody's saying a word. Everyone's too busy cutting up their steak and taking bites. Once in a while, someone says something about how good it tastes, but for the most part, everyone's pretty quiet. They're too busy chewing and swallowing and going back for another bite. The meat was processed exactly the way you wanted it, and all you had to do was tell us what you wanted. We processed your meat to the exact specifications, and since we processed the meat at your place, it was really simple for you. I'm Becky Brown, and my husband's Tony, and we're BT Butchers. It's a mobile meat processing shop. We come to you and make it easy as possible, the way you want it. The website is btbutchers.com. That's B as in Becky, T as in Tony, butchers.com. Remember, it's your meat and it feeds your family. You deserve to have it processed the way you want it.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Let's check out some weather in Sealand, America. 72 degrees, dew point 67, humidity is 85, the winds are out of the east at 4 miles an hour, 10-day rain total, 0.81 inches, 76 is the 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, sunset at 7:35, 87 today, 66 tonight, 40% chance of thunderstorms, and 30% chance of thunderstorms tomorrow. Chance of rain showers, 82 degrees. According to a post I've seen on social media from the Mesonet earlier, there's a chance for some severe weather in northwestern Oklahoma tonight. So you guys be alert up there if you would. Hey, we got lots of things coming up. Coming up October 4th is Today in Ag Golf Tournament at Sayre National over at Sayre, Oklahoma. And we had a couple teams drop out due to some calendar conflict. If it's a two-man tournament, if you want to play, it's going to be a great tournament, man. As soon as a couple days from now, tomorrow, the next night, maybe I'll go over some of the great prizes that we're going to have at that tournament, Today in Ag tournament. Some big prizes: Angus bull, processed beef, cash, UTV, $30,000. Line of credit for stuff over at Wheeler General Store, fertilizer, feed, whatever you need for a hole-in-one, all kinds of cool stuff. It's going to be a great tournament. We got a couple spots just left, I think two, maybe three at the most. If you want to join, go to kecofm.com. This is the only way you can get it done. Don't call me. Don't text me. I don't have enough stroke here for that. Go to kecofm.com. Go to Today in Ag Golf Tournament, click on it, and you can register that way. So that's the way you do it. Come on, let's get it full today. Make my boss happy. What else is going on? Oh, coming up this Thursday night at the Elk City Golf and Country Club, our 11th, can you believe it, our 11th annual Quail Forever Banquet. Starts at 6 o'clock. You can go online at quailforever.org. And go to the event calendar, scroll down there to the North Fork Quail Forever, and click on there and get your tickets. We'd really appreciate it if you did it that way. That way, when you walk in the door, all she has to do is scan your ticket, bam, you can go start playing the games. We're going to have a really good live auction. We're just going to have a really good time. And with the outlook on quail this year, everybody's in a little better humor. Maybe some bird dog swapping going on in there. Not sure, but that'll be good. So, all right. Let's see here. Hang on here a minute. Come on, computer. There we go. Let's see what happened in the cotton world last week. According see here, more to do. Oh, they did get the Lone Star Gin did get their approval, and they are over there right now working on the gin at Burns Flat, doing some cleanup and getting her ready to be open by the middle of next month, which ain't that far off, about 3 weeks. And so that's good. And it'd be good. Maybe, matter of fact, if they have a grand opening, I'll go over and get me some free food and do my show over there just for a free meal. So that's a good thing. Oh, speaking of Cotton King, I had to call him yesterday. And because down there around Burns Flat and south of Burns Flat and in that area, they got some really heavy, heavy rains through there compared to whatever was going on everywhere else. He was whining about some of his cotton being underwater. And I had one comeback. All I could say is you need to start growing a taller variety. That's all I knew. I don't, what else can you say? So, yeah, it's pretty wet down in that area. Let's see here. What's going on with the cotton board and all that good stuff? Let's see here. The cotton board is now accepting submissions for the 2026 calendar photo contest, where photos will be selected and featured in the cotton board's 2026 industry calendar. The contest ends Friday, October 3rd at 5 p.m. Cotton board staff will vote to determine the winning photo, and the winner will be announced on Wednesday, October 8th. And so, anyway, go to cottonboard.com. I bet you can get on there and enter your photos for that deal. Net export sales for the week ending September 11th for 2025 was 197,000 bales. This brings the total of 25-26 sales to approximately 4.2 million. Total sales at the same point in 24-25 marketing year were approximately 5.2 million bales. Total new crop for 26-27 sales are 243,300 bales. Shipments for the week was 126,500, bringing total exports to date 851,700 million bales compared to 951 million bales at a comparable point last year. So that's down. Is that right? 851,700 million bales? Should that just be 851,700 bales? I don't know. That don't seem right. That's a lot of bales of cotton. I think this misprint from the Cotton Council there. But so it's down 50,000 or 100,000 bales from last year. There you have it on that. All right, let's see here what else we got going on here. Oh, deer season is upon us. The Oklahoma Deer Archery Opener is October 1st. To harvest the full archery bag limit, bow hunters need only an annual hunting license paired with a deer archery license, and hunters under 18 need only a youth annual super hunting license. That sounds pretty cool. You little brats only need a super hunting license. Hunters will either set up, can take up to 6 deer as part of the archery season, no more than 2 antlered, all of which count towards the hunter's combined season limit of 6 deer. This structure, which went into effect last year, paves the way for archers to harvest more antlerless deer in a cost-effective manner while helping secure more funding for conservation. October 1st is also the opener of several other major archery seasons, such as elk, antelope, black bear, and turkey, for complete rules. For archery hunting, check out the Oklahoma Fishing and Hunting Regulations or go to your Go Outdoor Oklahoma mobile map. App. Every store I go into has hunting regulations in it. There's no excuses for you to not get a ticket. You read the regulations. Go. Oh, for you veterans out there that are on disability, I don't know how I missed this one. Did you know that it doesn't matter what your age is, but if you're over 50% disability, have over 50% disability, you can buy a lifetime hunting and fishing license for $25. I had no clue. So veterans, if you're listening and don't care how old you are and you're over 50% disability, you have 50% disability, go online. There's a deal there that says veterans disability hunting license, and fill that out. Find your game warden, get him to sign off on it, and get you a lifetime hunting and fishing license in Oklahoma for residents only for $25. How sweet's that? That's cool. And then, of course, you know, if you're 65 or older, I think you can get it for $60, a lifetime fishing and hunting license. So pretty cool stuff there, and good stuff. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, matter of fact, while we got this up, let me go to my email real quick. I wanted to share this with you. I'm going to try to go if we're not digging nuts. The Five-State Beef Conference will return this fall with two meetings bringing timely beef industry updates to area producers. The first session will be held Tuesday, October 14th at the Beaver County Fair Barn or Building in Beaver, Oklahoma. Registration begins at 2 o'clock with the program running from 2:30 to 7:30. The second session will be in Dalehart the next day, Texas, that is, at the Frank Phillips College campus. Registration at 9:30, and the program will be scheduled from 10 to 3 o'clock. They got a really good, strong lineup of speakers addressing issues for cow-calf, stocker, feedlot operators. Topics including grazing efficiency updates from current research, the economics of dairy beef crosses. And when I seen that, I knew Dr. Paul Beck was going to be there. And sure enough, I looked down there and he's going to be there because that's his cup of tea right there. Grazing management in western rangelands, beef genetic technologies, just on and on. So if you can, please RSVP by October 17th for the Beaver meeting by calling Lauren or Brett Hicks with OSU. Call your OSU office in Beaver County and they can set you up on that deal. In Dalehart, you need to RSVP by October 9th with Laura Taylor. She's the Dalem County Extension Specialist, I'm sure, for Texas A&M AgriLife. So people from all kinds of networking opportunities from Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, Colorado, and New Mexico. Make plans now to attend. Bring your question for all these speakers. They got a big, long list of speakers. So if you got your cow-calf email corner email this morning, you can check it out on that deal there. And at Beaver, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is cooking dinner that evening. $5 says it's a steak. Anybody want to take me up on that bet? And Lori, don't text me and tell me we're having ribs. So anyway, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is a member-led and member-driven organization that provides legislative representation to protect things like your farm sales tax exemption, water rights, property rights, up to $10,000 theft reward program to assist in gathering information if you experience livestock theft, in-person and virtual producer education, beef direct sales list that connects consumers with OCA members, marketing beef, monthly issues of the Cowman magazine, and weekly email updates and issues videos. For $100 a year, you can experience all those member benefits and so much more. That's less than $2 a week or less, a little over $8 a month to have an association that's working full-time to represent you and to help protect your way of life. www.okcattleman.org or call Lori at 580-273-5137. Let's take an OCA break and be right back. Finish show up.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Sometimes the guys just need to talk about what's going on in their lives, so they come into my office and we visit for a while. Life isn't always easy, but it gets easier when there's someone to talk to and do life together. At Canyon Oilfield Services, we're not perfect people, but we try really hard to do the best we can for the customers we serve. We also try really hard to do the best we can for each other. If you're a driver, come help us take care of those customers, and we'll do what we can to help take care of you. The pay is good, and so are the benefits. More than that, you won't be treated like a cog in the machine. You are important, and I strive for everyone to be treated as a human being that was made in the image of God. We are looking for drivers, specifically at night. If you're ready for a change, come see us.
I'm Michael Sloan with Canyon Oilfield Services. Go to canyonoilfield.com and click on careers.
Remember, if we take care of each other first, we are able to take better care of our customers and our family. At Canyon Oilfield Services, the key word is service.
Hey folks, this is EJ Gredeman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma, or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling, someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with, and people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, September 12th. 2,534 head were sold. 9 head of steers at 418 brought 490. 11 at 500 brought 415. 4 at 523 brought 417. 23 at 586 brought 390. 15 at 647 brought 375. 27 at 671 brought 386. 16 head of heifers at 417 brought 442.50. 4 at 478 brought 401. 6 at 502 brought 370. 3 at 597 brought 340, 10 at 666 brought 325, 4 at 741 brought 335, 4 at 944 brought 294, butcher cows were 85 to 174, butcher bulls brought 151 to 198, bred cows 1500 to 3700, pairs brought 3050 to 5100, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign call Brendan Hickey 580-497-6095.
Loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hobart, America. Here's your southwestern Oklahoma ag weather update provided to you by the Hobart Farm and Garden. They're in Hobart. 82 degrees, feels like 87, dew point 71, humidity 68, winds are out of the southeast at 5 miles an hour, 1.69 inches of rain. So far in the month, or in the last 10 days, not in the month, but in the last 10 days, 3-8-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 78, 735 sunset, 91 today, 75 tonight, 20% chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, 89 for a high, and again, 20% chance of thunderstorms with the wind switching from the south and be coming out of the north pretty good tomorrow afternoon, whatever it sounds like there. Okay. Do-do-do-do. All right, so not necessary per request of a listener, but I usually do it, and I didn't do it today. What I want to do here is I'm going to compare some 4, 5, 6, and 7 weight calves pricing off of the Oklahoma Weekly Cattle Auction Summary, unweaned compared to weaned. So let's start with some 400-pounders. And we have some 400 to 445 pounders. We're bringing anywhere from 425 to 510. and some unwinged ones weighing 425 were bringing 422 to 508. Not a lot of difference there. Pretty close. Let's see what five weights are doing. Let's pick some. I'm trying to find somewhere I can compare them both. So bear with me here a second. All right, some 522 weights were bringing 400 to 470 per 100 weight. And then some unwinged ones, 500 to 549 was bringing 375 to 450. Now we start seeing a little bit of price difference. Actually, there's 25 cents per pound difference there in the five weights. Six. These are all in steers, by the way. Okay, let's check out some six weights. We got some 670 average weights, about 340 of them that was sold at the auction barns last week. We're bringing anywhere from 352 to 415. Unwinged ones averaging 674, about 4 pounds heavier. We're bringing 340 to 399. So approximately 13 to 20 cents a pound difference between wing and unwinged ones. And that was on, let's check out some seven weights real quick. And if I can find some. 779 was bringing 330 to 386. And then were winged ones. And unwinged ones were bringing 350 to 374. So what, 10, 15 cents difference there? Not a whole lot. Looks like the sixes were getting hit the hardest, or five weights was, sorry. So not a whole lot. All right, let's go down to the ladies. And we're off the Oklahoma report here. All right, four weights. Do-do-do-do. Here we go. Some weighing, some unwinged ones weighing 476 were bringing 361 to 440. Some 478 weights bringing that were winged were bringing 358 to 410. But according to this report, the unwinged ones averaged 396.44 versus the unwinged ones averaged 410.54. Let me find some five weights here. We got some. 571s were bringing 343 to 405, and some 576s were bringing 326 to 397. On the average price, there was about 30 cents difference on the five weights. Six weights, 675, 289 to 379, 355, 70 on winged ones was the average price. On 678, unwinged ones was 338, 56 on average price. And so that's about, 17 to 20 cents difference, unweaned versus winged. Seven weights, 769. Yeah, let me find something that has a comparable unweaned, 706. Seven. Oh, this is the best I can do. The unweaned 706 was 315. There was not very many of them in that class. And then the 735 winged ones were bringing 343. So what is that? 30 cents difference? 25 to 30 cents difference. So there is a little bit of price difference going on, but not a whole long ones. Oh, somebody just sent me a text message. Let's see what. Seller statement. Unwinged. Oh, he sold some that was unwinged. And he did good. Hey, come down and buy me a steak at Simon's since you got your check, buddy. So, all right, let's see here. Cover crops. I got, even if you're OSU or OU fan, you need to check out this. Get on Texas A&M AgriLife today and check out this. They released AgriLife releases cover crop grazing guidance. This is really cool sheet, too long to talk about on the show, but let me move my mic over here because it's on this computer. Hang on a second. Scroll down here. Let me turn the screen so I can watch it, get my beer out of the way. No, I'm just kidding, my water. See here, they've developed four new fact sheets that walks farmers through the basics of growing cover crops for grazing from selecting species and assessing biomass to elevating grazing economics and animal safety risks because of the many questions about grazing cover crops and limitations in semi-arid regions. We've created the series of fact sheets to address details that producers should consider, says Professor Bell, Jordan Bell. She's been on my show before. She's really cool. The fact sheets represent the work of 14 AgriLife Extension and AgriLife research experts in that department. Different cover crops offer different soil health benefits also, and not all are adapted to the southern Great Plains. In this region, summer cover crops may include blends of sorghum, Sudan grass, millet, cowpeas, okra, sunflowers, and other drought-tolerant warm season annuals. You guys need to go check that out on Texas A&M AgriLife, and it's called Today, and check that report out. It's pretty cool. And speaking of that, that leafhopper I was talking to you about on cotton, it also affects okra and peanuts. Hey, one dang thing, it's another. See you guys tomorrow. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust in Elk City and Sarah, Oklahoma.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.